Everything negative, pressure, challenges, expectations, fear are all an opportunity for us to rise.
All you can do is believe.
Four national championships.
National champions.
The scoreboard never lies.
Bring your A game because we are going to give it all we've got and we are in it to win it.
Let's go!
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Bearcat Arena on the Northwest Missouri State campus in Maryville, Missouri. Northwest Missouri State and Newman, game two of our doubleheader along the network as the men's teams will take to the floor. For Northwest Missouri State, they come in ranked 24th in the latest NABC Top 25 poll. They are 12-4 overall and 8-2 in the MIAA atop the conference standings. They face a Newman Jets team with just 6 wins to their win credit this season. They are 6-10 and 3-8 in MIAA play. And for Newman, they come into today's game 12th in the MIAA standings. Along with Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Tanner Hutnell is our studio engineer. Matt Tritton, this Bearcat team coming off a good comeback win over Central Oklahoma on Thursday evening after that tough loss to Missouri Western a week ago on Saturday. They got back on the winning track in an impressive fashion against a very good Central Oklahoma team. I'm sure they want to continue that type of momentum coming into this game with Newman.
Yeah, of course. You're a signature win when you beat a team like Central Oklahoma. They're so talented. Of course, they have 5 losses in conference play, but you look, watch them play, and you know just how talented they are. So a nice one there for Northwest Missouri State to be able to come back and get that win. But now you can't let up. You have to keep pressing and not allow Newman to come back and climb into this game early and build some confidence. It's a Newman team that struggled, but they have some players out there. And it's a Bearcat team that you can't say, all right, we got the big win. We're kind of time to relax. You have to bring it today against a good Jet team.
Right, you look at Newman, a team that has struggled with their wins and losses so far this season, but one of their wins really stands out. That was an overtime win against Fort Hays State, winning that one 77-75. So Fort Hays State, one of the top teams in the NIAA this season, and one of their losses coming in the hands of Newman.
That's all you need to know right there. There's a certain amount of toughness it takes if you're going to beat a team like Fort Hays State. Newman was able to come up and do it, so that says a lot about this program. They can bring it, and they can step up in tough games like this, and so we'll see how they handle this atmosphere.
Northwest and Newman back with more right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Today's game is underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through emergency services and a local team of providers and nurses. More information at clarindahealth.com. And from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millendinsdaleseed.com. Support also comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, offering a selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs. They will also conduct vehicle searches upon request. For information or to check out their inventory online, championshipmotorsllc.com. Also, from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon. Millen Dinsdale is proud to have former Bearcat tackle Tanner Owen on the team as a crop specialist. To contact Tanner, Aaron, or the rest of the team, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville, offering new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs, and a service department for on-site maintenance. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. For more, HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
This is Bearcat Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Healthcare.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena on the Northwest Campus. Again, Bearcat pregame underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri State during times of uncertainty through your local team of providers and nurses. More information at clarindahealth.com. With Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Matt, one of the things is you look at this Newman lineup for the Newman Jets. They're essentially down to Stevie coming into this game. They had two players on the roster, Stevie Smith and Stevie Strong, both very good players. Stevie Strong, last year's MIAA scoring champion, but Stevie Smith, a very good player in this program, is not on the roster as he was taken off the roster earlier this week. We're not sure exactly why that's the case, but he's a guy that came in, he played 12 games, started 10, as their second leading scorer, so that's got to be a huge absence out of their lineup.
It's one of those things, you know, you're going to see adversity throughout a season. You have to roll with some of the punches and injuries are going to happen, but then to lose a player completely off the roster, that can kind of damage the psyche and some chemistry that you build up within a team. So just see how Newman kind of handles things as they go. But you know what? You mentioned they're down to Stevie, but they are still up. Plus one Stevie's on Northwest. We don't have any.
And it's a strong Stevie they have. Stevie Strong.
Yeah, we don't want a Stevie weak. They got a Stevie Strong. He's been a good player for Newman. We've seen them through the years. So down to Stevie Smith, but you still know they've got a pretty good guy out there Strong.
And he's currently eighth in the MIAA in scoring. And last year he led all the MIAA in scoring a year ago, so he's a player to watch for in this matchup. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Bearcat Radio Network. West and Newman, when we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com. And from Tri-State Ford Lincoln in Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with a service department and vehicle detailing on site. For more information, tristateFordMaryville.com. Support also comes from United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron. MTE provides laptops, computers, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com and on Facebook, MTE Office Center, powering business. And from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. Support also comes from Willow and Elm on the square in downtown Maryville. Willow and Elm is a lifestyle boutique featuring women's apparel, home decor, beauty and wellness products, and more. Willow and Elm open Tuesday through Saturday and online at shopwillowandelm.com. Also from downtown Maryville, celebrating the next Third Thursday on February 15th. Third Thursdays provide extended hours for customers until 7 o'clock for shopping, dining, and more. For more information, downtownmaryvillemo.com.
This is Bearcat Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Healthcare.
Welcome back to our pregame, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, as Northwest getting ready to take on Newman this afternoon here at Bearcat Arena. Coach, your team coming off a good bounce-back win against Central Oklahoma on Thursday after that loss last Saturday to Missouri Western. When you look at this team under you through the years, you've had such a good luck coming, or not necessarily luck, but a great record coming back after what few losses you've had. What are some of the keys to having bounce-back wins like that?
I think most importantly, we've had good teams, and so we just don't lose as much, and that's probably the main thing. You know, outside of that, maybe it grips their attention a little bit more. You know, maybe you find out kind of some of the things that you weren't doing well, but a lot of times we're able to learn with wins, and I think it's just more just the simple fact that we've been good throughout the years than it is, you know, we're good off of a loss.
Now, you're looking at a Newman team that's struggled with their one-loss record this season, but they do have one very good quality win against Fort Hays State, that overtime win that they had a little bit earlier this season. What are some things you see out of Newman coming into today?
I mean, they're good. They're better than their record. They're better than some of their scores indicate. I'm not, you know, when I kind of watch them, I'm like, man, how did they get beat by that many by this team or that team or whatever it may be? And then you see them beat Hayes, and you see them tied with Washburn with 3 or 4 minutes to go at Washburn. You know, those are two of the toughest games you can possibly play, and they've been in them. And so I don't know. I think we're going to need our best effort. I think they'll even probably be more difficult for us in regards to just playing style than Central Oklahoma was, because Central Oklahoma's got a little more control to their offense. These guys will come down, and it's, you know, if there's a sniff at a shot, they're going to shoot it, and you need to make sure that you can contest it.
One player really stands out too, Stevie Strong, last year's scoring leader from them, IAA, and he's a guy that has been pretty prolific what he does offensively.
Yeah, no, he's been good. You know, he shoots a lot of shots, and he shoots from deep, and you need to be there on the catch and make sure that he doesn't get anything easy. And you know, hopefully we'll do that tonight.
What are some of the keys to trying to defend a team with that type of offense that you talked about here?
You just got to go back to what you're good at defensively and do that. You know, I think if you overthink it, it slows you down, and you're going to have to make a lot of decisions on the fly, and you know, hopefully our guys are ready to do that.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineup set for this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prennery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, with over 30 years of service, along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/foundation. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and has 4 locations in St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on Clarinda Regional's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com. And from City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park, the park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at mazingolake.com. Support also comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at rogersrx.com. Also from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb, Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com. And from Losh Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from The Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC.
This is Bearcat Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Healthcare.
And back at Bearcat Arena, support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/planetsubmaryville. Lineup for the Bearcats. So while it's been the last couple of games with Byron Alexander still out with an injury, that will have Isaiah Jackson at a guard position along with Mitch Mascari. The front line will include Wes Dreamer, also Daniel Abreu in that front line starting as well. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Bearcats, Bennett Sturts. For Newman, under head coach R.J. Allen, in his eighth year as head coach at Newman, he brings in a 68-110 overall record into the program. Again, they are 6-10 and 3-8 in conference play. And their lineup will be forward Chase Wiebe. He's a 6'3 junior at Whitewater, Kansas, averaging 2 points and 1 point rebound a game, along with Stevie Strong, Sam Sommerhalder, along with Tristan Turner and Zach Spritzer. That's the starting lineup. Back with the tip-off after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com. And from State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Vierthaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly sports Bearcat Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at provisionliving.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or 102 North Buchanan. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb, Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com. And from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com. And from Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details at nw-av.com.
This is Bearcat Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Healthcare.
And back at Bearcat Arena, very good crowd at Bearcat Arena this afternoon for this matchup in the MIAA between Northwest and Newman. The Bearcats 12-4 overall, 8-2 in the MIAA. They are 6-0 at home this season, and they face a Newman team that is 6-10, 3-8 in MIAA play. And on the road, they are 0-6 this season. So a team that has struggled on the road under head coach R.J. Allen, who, again, shuffling up his starting lineup just a bit. As we mentioned earlier, one of their starters throughout most of the season is Stevie Smith, not on the roster. He is their second leading scorer. So their roster will be really centered around Stevie Strong, a 6'1 junior out of Kansas City, averaging nearly 16 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists a contest. He went over the career 1,000-point mark against Missouri Western on Thursday evening, and that loss to Missouri Western. Final score in that game, 97-58. Player to watch for inside is Sam Sommerhalder, a 6'7 sophomore out of Shawnee, Kansas. He's averaging nearly 10 points and 5 rebounds a game. He had 11 points against Missouri Western. Also in the lineup, Tristan Turner getting hit just his third start of the season. He's a 6'6 senior out of Independence, Missouri, averaging a point and 3 rebounds a game. And then Zach Spritzer, a true freshman out at 6'8 and a freshman from Allen, Texas, getting his first start of the season, averaging 3 points and 2 rebounds a game. So that's the way the lineup looks for Newman. Of course, the Bearcats mentioned earlier, Isaiah Jackson, Bennett Sturts, Mitch Mascari, Daniel Abreu, and Wes Dreamer, the starting five, with Byron Alexander out again with an injury. Officials for this afternoon, Justin Weiberg, Brandon Harris, and Jeff Hansen. Two teams at midcourt. Daniel Abreu to jump center for Northwest. He'll jump it up against Spritzer. As the tip is controlled by Newman, as they go from our right to our left in their navy blue uniforms. The white numerals trimmed in red with the red piping down each side of their uniform. The Bearcats in their home white uniforms with the green numerals and trim. Out top is Stevie Strong, pass right side, stolen, picked up by Sturts for Northwest. Cats from our left to our right. as they will set up their offense. Isaiah Jackson coming off a very good game against Central Oklahoma, doing a lot of things that don't really turn up in the box score, along with a double-figure scoring that day as well. Goes left side, gets an assist as Mascari knocks down the three from the left corner. Mitch picking up where he left off in that win over Central Oklahoma. 3-0, Northwest Missouri State in front. Strong dribbling near the jump ball circle on top of that Bearcat logo at midcourt. Looking at the Bearcat man-to-man defense. Looks left side. Pass goes to Spitzer. Knocked loose. Picked up by Summerholder. On the right side, Wiebe. Cross court left side. Strong. A long three on the way. Takes a high bounce off the rim. And the rebound inside West Dreamer for Northwest. This Newman team not afraid to shoot it anywhere on the floor with a number of their players. They average just over 74 points a game. The biggest problem is they give up over 81 a contest. Low post right side to Bray. He goes cross court left, Mascari. Touch pass to Dreamer left wing. Back to Mitch. Spins with the dribble to the free throw line into the lane. Now left side goes to Sturts. Left corner Jackson at three on the way. Good from the far left corner. Isaiah knocks down the three from the left corner, and it's a 6-0 Northwest Missouri State lead.
Back-to-back games with a three for Isaiah. Is that the first time in his career?
It may be.
Doesn't take many.
He banked one in there late in the ball game in the matchup against Central Oklahoma on a Thursday. Down the lane, right side, Summerholder. Spins to a halt, pass left side, may have grazed underneath the bucket. It's picked up by Sturts, a long pass down to Abreu, leading the way on the break. Didn't have the numbers, brings it out to Mascari. Between the circles, Sturts as the Cats set up their offense against a man-to-man defense. They play primarily man, will play a bit of zone. Low post left side, Abreu getting a matchup with Strong inside. Daniel with a little spin move, gets called for the travel, and the turnover will give it to the Jets.
You know, we're seeing Isaiah play really well, not just the three-point shooting, but just in general playing good basketball. Mitch went off, as you mentioned, knocked down a ton of threes, and just from all over the floor against Central Oklahoma. If he starts shooting like that, that really puts the rest of the conference on alert. If we knew he's a good shooter, but that was like take a game over sort of skill he showed.
And he played all 40 minutes in that win over Central Oklahoma. Low underneath, Summerholder shot blocked away, controlled by Abreu. Now it goes to Isaiah Jackson. Isaiah slowly brings it across midcourt. Looks with a chest pass, right wing, Mascari. Looks right side, Dreamer to the right baseline. Cut off on the baseline by Wiebe. In the lane, Abreu cutting through, up in, and a foul. As he went up over a couple of Jets and put it in. Foul on the Jets, and picking up that foul is Sam Summerholder. His first foul, team's first as well. Summerholder has started all 15 games he's played in this season for the Jets. Abreu at the free throw line. And his free throw is good. So a three-point trip down the floor for Daniel, who's really quietly putting together a heck of a season for Northwest. 8-0, Northwest Missouri State with the early lead. Across the timeline is Strong. Dribbles with the left hand. Looks left side, finds Spitzer. Back to Strong, right side pass, Wiebe. To Strong, long three, right side off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped by Dreamer, gives it to Sturts. As Dreamer that time did a nice job blocking out and fighting and getting the tip away. Bounce pass right corner. Jackson left wide open. He'll take a three from the right corner, and it's good. Isaiah with a couple of threes to start this game, and a timeout. Newman 11-0. Northwest Missouri State with early lead, 16:44 left in the half. Back to Bearcat Arena right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, serving customers across the region, buying or selling land, farms, residential and country homes, as well as real estate auctions, licensed in Missouri, Iowa, and Kansas. More info and inventory at ucstjoe.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State out to a 12-0 lead to start this game. Isaiah Jackson has six of those 12 points on a couple of threes. Mitch Mascari's knocked down to three, and Daniel Bray with a three-point trip down the floor with a bucket and a free throw. And the Cats holding Newman scoreless up to this point with 6:44 left in the first half.
I asked you, had Isaiah ever had back-to-back games with a three-pointer ever before in his career? One other time.
Flagler?
It just so happened that it was actually this year. He knocked down 1-3 against Emporia, 1 against Clark, back-to-back games 2 weeks apart. But the only other time it's happened in his career, then and then these back-to-back games.
You know, I would have put maybe, well, back when he had 26 against Flagler, it was one to start with. But, boy, he's doing a lot of things. Not only, well, as far as you mentioned here, but some offense here. But I thought against Central Oklahoma Thursday night, one of the things that perhaps we should have brought out a little bit more Thursday night, he just kind of controlled the game, bringing the ball down as a point guard for Northwest. Just the things he did there, very effective for Northwest.
Yeah, he is the way he can control a ball and obviously see the floor and get to the rim and find his teammates, but then you mix in a little bit of shooting. Of course, his defense is dynamic on that end, too. And the defense, there's even more emphasis, too, whenever a Byron Alexander out for a third consecutive game today.
One of the officials over at the scores table right now, as that's a little bit of the light coming out of the timeout.
Having some issues with the shot clock. One of those, the first time that Isaiah knocked down a three, the shot clock was winding down. You'd kind of see for a second, it cut down to a second, but then all of a sudden it flashed up to like a 34, 35 and go on. So it's shot clock's kind of freaking out on him.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of instances in the women's game earlier there might have been an issue or two with the shot clock. Not an issue with the scoreboard right now. 12-0, Northwest Missouri State in front of Newman. Great start to this game.
Depends on your vantage point if there's something wrong with the scoreboard. I'm sure the Newman folks are not pleased with it, but it's just Northwest with the momentum that you saw against UCO has carried over for the first 4 minutes of this one.
12-0 start for the Bearcats as the Jets will inbound as Stevie Strong will take it across the 10-second line, met by Isaiah Jackson. Isaiah oftentimes draws the toughest offensive opponent down the lane. Strong stripped away by Dreamer, came over on the help side, picked up by Mascari, now to Sturz. Bennett across midcourt right side. Drives in front of the scores table, back out. Long bounce pass right corner, Jackson. As Isaiah will bring it top of the key, Sturz. Now to Dreamer, right back to Sturz. Top of the key, Sturz through the lane. Little fade away from 10. Shot may have been deflected as it's controlled by Tristan Turner. Outlet left side on the fast break to the bucket. Layup on the right, good by Sommerhalder. As he goes up the right hand, actually off the left side of the bucket, and it's a 12-2 Northwest Missouri State lead. Sturz dribbles left side. Again, Northwest in the first half, going from our left to our right. Sturz backpedals a bit with the dribble. Bounce pass to the top of the key, Jackson. One dribble, left side, Mascari. Accelerates to the left baseline, into lane, finds Sturz, wide open, right wing three, on the way, got it. The defense lost track where Bennett was, but the Bearcats offense didn't. They found Bennett wide open with that right wing three, and it's a 15-2 Northwest Missouri State lead.
5 of 6 as a team to start shooting from the field for the Bearcats.
Not bad at all. Driving the lane left, Strong into the lane, lobs it, and it's chased down near midcourt, and saved from an over and back by Weeby as he tosses back in the front court. It's picked up by Isaiah Jackson. Isaiah, right corner, Sturz to Dreamer. Out front, Mascari left wide open, a three there off the front of the rim. Strong with the rebound for the Jets. Cross midcourt right side. Crossover dribble, drives past Jackson, picked up by Dreamer as he drives, lays it up and in. Stevie Strong with his first bucket of the game. Averages nearly 16 a contest. That's 8th in the MIAA this season. He's also 9th in the conference in field goal shooting percentage. Right side, Jackson. Now to Abreu. Low right intended for Dreamer. Dreamer posting up, going for that pass, a foul. Was coming up on Newman, getting called for it will be Stevie Strong. His first, and we've got a break in the action with 14:45 left in the first half. Northwest 15, the Jets 4. Back in Bearcat Arena right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Plattsburgh, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More on products and services at sure-ag.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The Design Center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com. Support for today's game comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakestjoe.com.
Support for today's game comes from the Bearcat Shop, located on the second floor of the J.W. Jones Student Union, supplying fans with the latest in Northwest gear from hoodies and hats to t-shirts and other gifts, and Adidas brand items. For more, BearcatShopOnline.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State and Newman. It's Northwest Missouri State in front. We've got an issue with the scoreboard now as it goes to zeros, but it's been a good start to this game for the Bearcats.
12-0 to start, currently up 15-4 and getting some contributions all around. Of course, we spoke about Isaiah Jackson and stepping up, knocking down a couple three-pointers. Bennett Sturtz has one. Mitch Mascari has one. Daniel Abreu has the old-fashioned three-point play. That's the John Coffey three-point play,
that's right,
if you will. But, yeah, it's been a good start.
Support for Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well-child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, it's clarindahealth.com. Good crowd here at Bearcat Arena this afternoon as they work to get the clock set.
You know, you kind of joked about it before, but it says right now it's about 8 degrees with a wind chill advisory, but it's just we've had so much of that lately, it's hard to stay cooped up inside. So glad folks can come out here and get out of the house and enjoy some Bearcat basketball.
Jackson with the inbound to Sturtz in front of the Newman bench off the right sideline. He'll bring it back out in front of the scores table, setting up the offense again, looking at man-to-man defense. Jackson between the circles, takes the pass, dribbles right side through the lane, hooks it in the left corner. Mascari left wide open, the three, got it, nothing but it. His second three of the game, another nice assist by Jackson, 18-4, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cats have taken advantage of getting the ball off of one side and then looking over on the other side of that offensive set and finding a wide open player. Down the lane, a little spin move to the bucket, and a foul is entering the ballgame. Devin Walker, a freshman from Severn at Maryland, makes a move toward the bucket, draws the foul. Isaiah Jackson will pick up the foul, number one for the Bearcats, first team foul on Northwest as well. As Walker goes to the free throw line, just the ninth game he's played in this season, transferring in from Western Florida. First free throw rims around and out. He's 11 of 18 at the free throw line this year. An 18-4 Northwest Missouri State lead. Blake Daniszek into the game as Jackson will take a seat. And second free throw good. Walker hits the second, makes it an 18-5 Bearcat lead. Sturtz taking over the point duties with Jackson on the sideline, goes between the circles. Dribbles right side on Summerholder, high post right Dreamer. He's guarded by Tristan Turner between the circles, gets it right back to Sturtz. Right wing pass to Jack Rattigan, back out there. He missed playing on Saturday. Bounce pass from Sturtz intended for Dreamer, stolen, picked up by this Newman team. Summerholder on the break to the bucket, lays it in. Summerholder got the turnover and the steal and turns it in a bucket the other end. 18-7 Northwest up. Sturtz, high left side Dreamer, lobs it low for Daniszek, leaping up in front of it though was again pass is stolen away and it's picked up by Newman on the fast break. Pass goes down low and out of bounds and it belonged to Northwest Missouri State, but we do have a break. Bearcats want a timeout. 18-7 Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 13:27 left in this first half. Back after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the surrounding area. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina and Land O'Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
18-7, Northwest Missouri State in front. We'll have an opportunity this pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. pressure out of Newman. They're showing 2-2-1 pressure. They show that from time to time throughout this season. Cats break it. Northwest up 18-7. Radigan, top of the key, hands off to Danishek. Out of a bit of a weave out of their offense to Sturts off the right sideline. Sturts dribbles to the wing. High post, gets it to Dreamer. In lane, he goes on the drive. Unfortunately, gets called for the travel with that spin move going in the lane, and turnover gives it to Newman. Zach Spitzer goes to the sideline for Newman. In this game, Latique Murphy, who got a start Thursday, ended up getting his seventh start of the season Thursday against Missouri Western, coming off the bench here today as Murphy has it on the right side. Down the lane, stops right side, jumper good from about 13 off the right. Murphy comes in averaging 11 points a game, picks up his first bucket of this one, just coming off the bench. 18-9, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Low post left side, Radigan. Well, height advantage as he goes in the lane, kicks it back left side, Sturts. Cross court right side, Mascari, low right, Dreamer. Posting up in the block on the baseline, leans in, eye off the glass, good. Nice move by West, posting up underneath the bucket right side, and the Cats in front 20-9. 12-16 left in the first half. Devin Walker handling the point duties now, looks high right side, finds Tristan Turner. Drives to the right baseline to the bucket, and a double team blocked out of bounds by Dreamer. Came over to help out with Radigan. That double team, low post off the right side. Abreu and Jackson in. Radigan and Danishek going to the sideline. Walker again will inbound off the baseline on the right side. Gets a quick inbound on the right to Jacob Joe. Now top of the key, a three put up by Walker. Good, tough shot. As rather Murphy, that is, puts it up and in. Monique Murphy got it to go, and Northwest Missouri stayed up 20-12, but Newman coming back in this one, making it an eight-point game. Sturts between the circles. Finds Abreu, right back to Sturts, right wing. To the free throw line with the dribble, left side for Mascari. Free throw line on the drive, lobs it, baseline right side. Abreu pushes it to Mascari, Sturts off the key, 6 seconds on the shot clock. Now to Dreamer, a long three out front, rims out right, and the rebound tipped on the baseline, controlled by Newman. Coming away with it is Sam Sommerhalder. Down the left sideline in front of the scorer's table goes cross-court right side Walker, who looks over at R.J. Allen, his head coach. Allen, a Wichita native, coaching in his hometown. Goes left side, Sommerhalder spins to the baseline on Abreu. Underneath the bucket, in the right corner, Murphy at three. Hits the front of the rim, and the rebound goes to Sturts. On the break, accelerates down the lane, right side to the bucket, banks it up and in as he put it in over at Walker. And Northwest Missouri State has a 22-12 lead. Vadik Murphy goes cross court left side, and a jumper put up by Joe misses, and the rebound Northwest and Isaiah Jackson. Down the left sideline, takes the top of the key. Hands off Mascari, back to Jackson, pass stolen. As it's picked up by Walker on the fast break, dishes to Murphy, lays it up and in off the fast break. And a timeout Northwest. Back to a 10-point game, 22-12. Northwest in front of Newman with 10.5 minutes left in this first half. We'll be back to have more right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from The Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
Support comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
10-point Bearcat lead, 22-12. With Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey. Tanner Hudnall is our studio engineer. Bearcats will have it out of the timeout taken by the Bearcats. Bennett Sturts will take it across midcourt off that left side. This first half, Northwest from our left to our right. Danishek, right side, top of the key, Dreamer. Finds cutting the bucket, Jackson, as he does. Foul comes up. He took the pass low off the right side as he came to a halt. He was hit from behind. And the foul goes on Jacob Joe, picking up his first foul. Inbound left side, Jackson, guarded by Joe. head and shoulder move as he takes it into the lane. A foul, and I think Jacob Jill will quickly pick up his second foul. That's a nice little juke move by Isaiah. 14 foul now on the Jets. This time Isaiah goes to the free throw line. Isaiah, 67% shooter this year at the line, 39 of 58. Coming off 10 points against Central Oklahoma. First free throw, good. And now has 7 points in this one. That 10-point game against UCO was his 11th career double-digit game. 23-14, Northwest Missouri State has the lead. And the second one is good. A good start of this game for Isaiah. Back to a 10-point Bearcat lead with 10:14 left in the half. Off the left side, Sommerhalder dribbles to the left corner. Now through the lane on Abreu. Looks right sideline. Gets it too strong. Left-hander pass into the left corner as it gets it to Spitzer. High post left. Spitzer out front now. Gets it too strong. 6 seconds on the shot clock. As Strong dribbles right side into the right corner. Sommerhalder from three-point range rims out. Danishek fights for the rebound and pulls away as he fought with Wiebe inside for that board. Cats trying to extend their 10-point lead. Left side line, Jackson to the front court. Out high left is Dreamer. Now to Sturtz as Bennett dribbles to the top of the key. Left wing pass gets it to Isaiah Jackson. Bounce pass low left is Dreamer. Posting up for Wiebe, he has the height advantage. Kicks it to Danishek into the right corner. Jackson back to Danishek. Right wing three on the way. Short rebound on the baseline. Dreamer. And a foul as he is pushed to the floor by Chase Wiebe.
That was a good offensive rebound that time by Dreamer underneath. Late in the shot clock, and Wiebe kind of bailing out Northwest. Dreamer in a tough spot, but the push on the baseline.
10-point Bearcat lead with the timeout. 24-14, Northwest up. 9:20 left in the half. Back to Bearcat Arena. Right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville with over 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services at 660-562-0300.
Today's game is brought to you by Willow and Elm on the square in downtown Maryville. Willow and Elm is a lifestyle boutique featuring women's apparel, home decor, beauty and wellness products, and more. Willow and Elm open Tuesday through Saturday and online at shopwillowandelm.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/foundation. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Support for today's game comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Northwest with it out of the timeout. 9:18 left in the first half. A 24-14 Bearcat lead. Isaiah Jackson left wing to the left baseline. Cut off. Between the circles, finds Sturtz. A long pass in the right corner. Danishek to Sturtz. Into the right wing, Danishek back to Sturtz, right side. Shot clock at 4 seconds. Dreamer, long three in front of the Newman bench. Hits the front of the rim, fight for the board. Tip chased in the corner. Danishek goes after the loose ball and a collision. And Blake will pick up the foul. Collision over on the far side and the left side with Murphy. And Blake picks up his first foul. Just the second team foul on the Bearcats in the half. Stevie Strong takes the inbound. And will slowly bring it across the 10-second line, met by Isaiah Jackson. Pulls up the dribble, looks left side, Spitzer's back out. Now to Strong, top of the key. Right side pass, finds Sean Yu. Too Strong, underneath the bucket, into the left corner. The pass is bobbled by Murphy, controls it, dribbles in front of the Northwest bench with 8 seconds on the shot clock. His dribble knocked loose by Dreamer, chased down by Murphy. Right side, Strong, a long three put up near midcourt. Comes up short in a fight for the board inside. There's still 4 seconds left on the shot clock when Strong launched that one. Sean Yu, who just entered the ball game, picks up the foul. His first Yu at 7 feet. He's a freshman out and is again in this ball game, giving this team a little height inside.
You know, you don't see a whole lot of 7-footers in the MIAA or Division II overall. Just an interesting aspect of this Newman team, especially if coach can kind of utilize him and find the best way to get him in the game.
On the right side, Dreamer goes cross court left side. Looks and finds Sturts. Now to Brady. Back to Sturts with 7 seconds on the shot clock. He'll take a long three. That one rattles around and out. Brady fighting for the board inside with Wiebe. And the foul on Newman Jets team.
I think Murphy had his arm around Abreu as they both went up for that ball and hit the ground hard.
Murphy picks up the foul. To the free throw line it goes, Daniel Abreu. And the first one good. Daniel, 4 points to start the game. Mascari in the ball game, and Sturts goes to the sideline. Mentioned a little bit earlier, Mascari played all 40 minutes against Central Oklahoma on a Thursday evening. Get a little bit of a break early in this game. Second free throw by Daniel on the way. That one rattles down. Back in the game goes Turner as Yu goes to the sideline. 7-footer out of China. 26-14, Northwest Missouri State has the lead. Stevie Strong across the timeline. High post right side pass finds Turner. Dribbles with the left hand to Murphy. Long three in front of the Bearcat bench. Hits the back of the rim. The long rebound goes to Dreamer on the right side. When Coach McCollum talked about in the pregame that whenever this Newman team sniffs a shot, they take it. And that's been the case out of this first half. Left side, Danishek. Top of the key, Jackson to Danishek. Low left, Dreamer posting up off the left side in the block. Dribbles out of that. Between the circles, Mascari. Right side, Jackson. Shot clock at 5 seconds as Jackson drives. Left corner, Abreu. Thought about the three. Little shot fake. Drives the baseline as he does. Whistle and a foul coming up on the Newman Jets.
I think Tristan Turner grabbed a hold of him as Abreu went by at a quick first step that time. And how about the no-look pass to Isaiah Jackson finding Abreu open. Abreu got a little head fake before going baseline.
First foul on Turner. Eighth team foul. Free throw by Daniel is good. Good start to this game for Abreu. 27-14, Northwest Missouri State in front. Here is the second. That one rims around and out. And the board goes to Newman on the fast break. Right side, Jacob Joe on the right wing. Dribbles top of the key. Pulls up, looks right baseline. In the corner, Strong. Low post right side pass. Turner spins and puts it up and in. And Turner with his first bucket of the game. 27-16, Northwest Missouri State in front. Top of the key, Danishek. Right side is Jackson. Danishek, left side, Mascari. Goes high post left to Brady. Low post left side for Dreamer. Posting up with Strong. Has the height advantage. Up with the shot. Strong reaches in, though. Commits the foul. And for Stevie Strong, that's his second foul. 27-16, Northwest Missouri State in front. They've led the entire way. Their largest lead has been 14. West had a 27-point performance last Saturday against Missouri Western, and his free throw here rims around and out. Malala coming in for Northwest. Abreu goes to the sideline. He's had a good second half against Central Oklahoma on Thursday evening. 14 second half points as the free throw by West is good here. 3 points so far tonight. 28-16, Northwest up. Dreamer entered the week as number one scorer in the MIAA. On the left side with the dribble, Walker. Now finds Jacob Joe. Popping out Turner off the right side. Back to Walker. Spires his dribble at the top of the key. Looks right side, Sommerhalder. Pulls up baseline, gets it, and a reverse layup on the left side goes to Joe. He took off the right side of the bucket, had the reverse layup off the left side. And Joe with his first bucket of the game. 10-point Northwest lead with 6:04 left in the first half. Jackson on the left side. Looks top the key, Mascari. Touches the pass right back to Jackson. Cross court left side, Mascari. Looks low left, Dreamer. Again, a height advantage. Dreamer kicks it back left for Mascari. Left wing three from long distance misses. Rebound goes to Murphy underneath the bucket for Newman. Down the right sideline he goes. Pulls up right wing. Chased down by Dreamer out front. Slaps the ball away. Goes in the backcourt as Murphy brings it back to the top of the key. Left side, Joe. Right side on the break. Underneath the bucket pass is stolen away. A Sommerhalder was going into the right left corner with that pass, and it was stripped away and picked up by Northwest. Cats trying to add to their 10-point lead. Jackson on the left side. Low left on the baseline, Moala to Jackson left. Back to Moala left side. Lobs it low for Dreamer, and undercutting him that time was Devin Walker, as they had Walker at 6'1", guarding Dreamer at 6'7", Northwest with that height advantage. They tried to pick on that mismatch a couple times already. And Walker picks up his first foul, sending West right back to the free throw line. 10-point Bearcat lead, 28-18. Dreamer's free throw hit hard. Now one of three at the free throw line. West this year a 76% shooter at the line. Bearcats this season 80% free throw shooting team. Second free throw good. 29-18, Northwest has the lead, just over 5 minutes left in the half. Into the front court, Walker looks between the circles. Murphy pulls up, left side jumper, missed left of the free throw line, and the rebound Jackson for Northwest. Cross midcourt to the top of the key, looks right side, Sturts dribbles inside the arc on the wing to Jackson, top of the key, lobs it low right, Dreamer off the glass, no, and the rebound pulled away inside by Sommerhalder. Outlet right side. Goes to Jacob Jones. He drives the lane off the right side. Falls to the floor underneath the bucket. She slides to a halt and the foul on Northwest. And the foul will go on Bennett Sturts. That'll be his first. We're breaking the action with 4:39 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 29. Newman 18. Back to Bearcat Arena right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's game is being underwritten by State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance as well as financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, serving customers across the region, buying or selling land, farms, residential and country homes, as well as real estate auctions, licensed in Missouri, Iowa, and Kansas. More info and inventory at ucstjoe.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. More info at MarylandSmiles.com.
Today's game is underwritten by Downtown Maryville, celebrating the next Third Thursday on February 15th. Third Thursdays provide extended hours for customers until 7 o'clock for shopping, dining, and more. For more information, downtownmaryvillemo.com.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina and Land O'Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800.
29-18, Northwest Missouri State in front. Newman will inbound out of the timeout. Out front, Murphy looks off the right side where he finds Devin Walker. Fans out to the left with the dribble. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Murphy in front of the Bearcat bench takes the pass. They go back right side. As Walker will have it down to the right baseline. The little runner blocked out of bounds, and it will belong to Newman. So Newman will inbound off the baseline on the right side. Inbound comes right for Turner. Hands off to Walker, spins on the baseline, hooks the pass through the lane with 1 second on the shot clock. The shot taken, missed. Here comes Northwest with the rebound as Isaiah Jackson clears it away. Slowly dinks it to, takes the top of the key now through the lane. Dishes a little hook pass to Mo'ala on the baseline and goes into the right corner. Dreamer now to Sturts. They swing at left side. Mascari bounce pass left corner. Jackson thought about the three. Dribbles inside the arc as he backs in on Devin Walker. Now front left side. There's a three on the way. Nothing but net for Bennett Sturts. His second three of the game. 32-18. Northwest Missouri State has the lead. Walker across midcourt, top of the key. Pulls up right side, goes cross court left, Murphy. Between the circles for Joe. Free throw line is Sommerhalder. Finds left baseline, Murphy cutting the bucket, misses the shot. The rebound tipped by Dreamer, picked up by Mo'ala. And Northwest left to right with 3:18 left in the half. They've led this entire game, built as much as a 14-point lead. Up now 32-18. Sturts. Right near the jump ball circle, dribbles left, now back right, down the lane, in the right corner, Mascari left wide open, long three, a little strong, Mo'ala tips it, keeps it alive, Dreamer in the far left corner trying to get to the ball, got it on his fingertips, but couldn't hold on to it as it rolls out of bounds. Zach Spitzer in as Murphy goes to the sideline. Murphy looks like he might be shaken up just a little bit, went down to knee, and now holding the right side of his back going to the bench. 32-18, Northwest up, just under 3 minutes left in the first half. Stevie Strong, handling the point duties, looks left side, Jacob Joe. Back to Strong, right side. Hooks the pass, cross court, left Joe. Now left side, Sommerhalder to left baseline. His pass in the right corner, stolen by Mascari, got in front of the passing lane as that pass was intended for Spitzer. Nice steal by the Bearcats. Starts across midcourt, right side. Hands off Dreamer. Looks on the right side. Mascari in front of the Newman bench. Top of the key pass Mo'ala. Left side, Jackson. Dreamer, top of the key. Right side, Sturts. Shot clock now at 10 seconds. Sturts dribbles off the right wing. Goes cross court left, Mo'ala. Now lobs into the lane. Intended for Dreamer. That pass hit the front of the rim. Here comes the Jets the other way. Strong to the bucket. Shot swatted away by Mo'ala and a foul. This foul going on Trey. That'll be his first. Nice block, but down with the body, I believe, where the foul came. And this will send Steven Strong to the free throw line with 2:06 left in the half. And Northwest up 32-18. Strong this year, an 83% shooter at the line, hits the first free throw. It's his first trip to the line. Just a very solid player for Newman. Second free throw good. She hits both free throws, goes to the sideline. And Kaysen Fisher-Brown, a true freshman out of Derby, Kansas, nearby of Wichita, into the game. 12-point Bearcat lead, 2:05 left. We're in the first half. Isaiah Jackson between the circles. Gills and hooks the pass left wing. Dreamer open from three-point range. Rolls out, and the rebound inside, pulled down by Spitzer. On the fast break, right side, Sommerhalder. Spitzer top of the key. He looks left side, Joe. Right-hand push pass goes right side for Turner. Ball loose, now on the baseline right. Sommerhalder turns and takes the jumper from 6 feet off the right side. 10-point Bearcat lead, 32-22, with 1 minute and 30 seconds left in the half. Jackson left side. Free throw line to Abreu. Now to Sturts, to Abreu and Dreamer on the left side as the pass went in the lane. And Abreu had it. There's a little reach-in foul coming up on the Newman Jets. Fisher-Brown, who just came into the game, picks up the foul, sending Abreu to the free throw line. Daniel, 4-5 at the line this afternoon. His first free throw too hard. Today's game underwritten by Downtown Maryville, celebrating the next third Thursday on February 15th. Third Thursdays provide extended hours for customers until 7 o'clock for shopping, dining, and more. For more information, downtownmaryvillemo.com. Abreu knocks down the second free throw. And we'll go to the sideline as Jack Radigan back in the ballgame for Northwest. 33-22, Northwest in front. 1:17 left. We're in the first half. Kaysen Fisher-Brown dribbles near the jump ball circle. Off the left side in front of the Bearcat bench. Drives on Jackson. Finds left side. Joe takes a free throw line. Kicks it to the right wing. A little stutter movement. They'll bring it back out right side as Spitzer gives it to Joe. Left side driving is Fisher Brown. Four on the shot clock. Rainbows the shot up. Misses. Dreamer clears the rebound for Northwest. 47 seconds left in the half. Sturtz looks over at the Bearcat bench. Takes it across midcourt left side as the Cats spread things up. 19 seconds on the shot clock. Just about 10 seconds difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Sturtz through the lane. Right corner pass stolen, picked up by Sommerhalder. Down the left sideline now with 26 seconds left in the half. Top of the key pass finds Turner. Back left side for Fisher Brown. He'll back it out near midcourt as the Jets looking for the last shot. They have four players now along the baseline. They'll break out of that with 10 seconds left in the half. Dribbles right side. Fisher Brown looking to go one-on-one with Radigan through the lane. Finds Sommerhalder inside the arc left side. Takes the jumper as the buzzer sounds to end the first half. So Sam Sommerhalder has a jumper off the left side, making it a 33-24 Northwest Missouri State lead at halftime as the two teams go to their respective locker rooms. We'll be back and have more for you from Bearcat Arena right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from local John Deere dealer Ag Power. Ag Power provides the latest John Deere equipment for farmers, commercial operators, and homeowners. More at agpower.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the National Investors Team, Arjo Smith, Greg Wilson, and Pat Marks, specializing in estate planning and insurance alternatives for the people of Bearcat Country. More information at nationalinvestors.com. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena at the half. Northwest Missouri State up 33-24 with Matt Tritton. I'm John Coffey. Tanner Hudnall is our studio engineer. Well, we have a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest got off to a great start in this game. They were up 12-0 before the Jets able to get a point. But have to hand it to Newman right now. Hanging in there, they're just down 33-24 here at halftime.
I think it's easy to have a team that's under 500 that's had some struggles to go on the road. And you find yourself down in a 12-0 hole. It'd be pretty easy to roll over and just kind of let this one get away. Credit Newman for fighting back and playing some good basketball, trailing now 33-24 for as hot as Northwest Missouri State was to start. They cooled off a bit. Newman hit some shots, and so all of a sudden this one went from feeling like it was going to be a blowout to a little bit tighter. We'll see. Coach Mack displeased at times throughout that first half. I'm sure he's got a lot of things to tweak down in the locker room right now. We'll see how they come out and respond.
Halftime underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seat Company, Maryville, Oregon. Millen Dinsdale is proud to have former Bearcat offensive lineman Tanner Owen on the team as a crop specialist. To contact Tanner, Aaron, or the rest of the crew, it's MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. At the half, Northwest men in front 33-24 over the Newman Jets. Earlier this afternoon, it was the Northwest women with a win over Newman 79-48. When we come back, Matt will be joined by the head coach of the Bearcats, Austin Meyer, and talk about that. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Stanbury, Mound City, and Tarkey. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at rogersrx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com. MTE Office Center, powering business.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More in office or at 562-2911.
Halftime of the men's basketball game, Northwest Missouri State in front of Newman, 33-24. Our early game, the Bearcats rolled 79-49. The Northwest Missouri State women picked up win number 13 on the season, now 7-4 in conference play. Head coach Austin Meyer is with us. Coach Meyer, felt like a night and day difference just the way this team came out, performed today against Newman after a tough one against UCO.
Yeah, I thought, you know, going into yesterday's practice, we just, you know, after we met and kind of had some conversations, we had a really good practice, really good energy, and then shoot around was good today, and then right out of the gate, that was the biggest thing. You know, if we were ourselves. We played hard defensively to start. We were into the game, and that's what we got to have.
At what point was it that you feel like this team had was going to play a completely different game? Because that's something you can feel in warm-ups right away, or is it the first couple possessions that just really set the tone?
I mean, it kind of felt just, you know, yesterday at practice, and then just the attitude of everybody just seemed into it. It shoot around, and which is a hard thing to do, you know. At this point, we talk about this point in the season, you're 5 months in, not everybody gets to play. A lot of men, you know, there's different roles and stuff, but it just, I don't know, it was just a good feeling. And then I believe we scored on the first possession. That's always big, to get an early basket. I think we ran an ISO for Molly, got an easy one early, and that definitely helps. And then we were in it defensively. You could just kind of feel the whole game. I felt the bench was in it. You know, that's a big part of it too. We go back and we watch film, and, you know, we can see on the bench who's not into the game. You know, we always say the film don't lie defensively, you know, what you're doing with this and that, but the film don't lie on who's into the game on the bench. And it's a hard thing if maybe somebody's down there that's not playing as much, but like we talked about, you got to be a great teammate. You got to be bought in to a role, even if it's not what you want. You got to work towards the role you want, but you got to be a great teammate. I thought we had everybody just into it today.
You know, we look at it's a 12-2 start to that basketball game, really setting the tone early. But defensively, both Kelderman girls each had two steals right off the bat, and everybody finding different ways to get involved. And it just kind of felt early on that this was going to be a top-to-bottom team effort. Even the bench coming in, for you seeing that, how big is that moving forward? No, and you got Central Missouri, one of the best teams in the country, on the horizon coming up Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, it's big because we talk about what's made us good to this point. Part of the reason we're you know, where we are record wise is because we've been ready to go defensively. Where, like we talked about, you can have an Emporia State game where you go, hopefully you don't have another one where you go 1 of 20 or you don't shoot it. Well, we didn't shoot it good tonight at all either from three, but you still put yourself in a position to win a game. You know, against the UCMs of the world, you're probably not going to be able to, you know, shoot that bad and still be in the game. But you never know if you're in it defensively. And, yeah, Kelderman's did a great job. You know, Lindsay's one for us. Lindsay, CK, probably two of our top defenders. Lindsay's a kid that today we just, you know, our plan was to play her maybe even the whole 40 minutes if need be. But she, you know, the other night she played, I think, 31 minutes and had a – she was plus one, plus or minus against UCO, and she's just such a calming element out there. She's so smart, and just she maximizes what she has from a size and athleticism standpoint. You know, she's not the tallest, she's not the quickest, but man, she's 100% locked in every possession, and that's big for us defensively.
You finish the game 30 points off turnovers, 20 second chance points. Newman, 0 points off turnovers, 0 second chance points. Obviously, if you're winning those small battles, that ends up usually showing up on the scoreboard. Have you ever been in a game that was quite that one-sided like that, where you're allowing a goose egg on one end and really filling it up on the other like that?
Yeah, that definitely set the tone. You know, from a turnover standpoint, somebody after the game said, man, you guys did a better job of taking care of the ball. Well, part of that is they didn't pressure like the last two teams. And at times we don't pressure. There's different teams. It's not that not pressuring is necessarily a bad thing. It's just the two teams we faced last two games were the teams that created the most turnovers. So, but like I told the team after the game, 6 turnovers in a 40-minute game when you have 66 field goal attempts. We shot 34 free throws, so that's a lot of possessions in a game to only have 6 turnovers. I mean, there's times in practice we don't even take care of it 5-on-0 that well with no defense. So I'm just proud of them making good decisions, taking care of it. But, yeah, we were able to get in some lanes, create some turnovers as well, which turnover differential early for us has been pretty good, and we got to keep doing that. that.
A 30-point win today for the Bearcats. Coach, congrats. We will talk to you again on Tuesday.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
Northwest Missouri State head coach Austin Meyer with us. The Bearcat women, 79-49 victory over the Newman Jets today. They'll be on the road in Warrensburg. They'll take on UCM on Thursday. Northwest men currently up 33-24 at halftime. We'll take a timeout. John Coff, you will be back with your halftime stats.
The Bearcat Halftime Show was brought to you by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bioproven 40, and Precision Planting. Millen Dinsdale is a proud supporter of Northwest Athletics. More information at millendinsdaleseed.com. And from Kings City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com. Support also comes from Rogers Pharmacy on East South Avenue in Maryville. Rogers provides a range of healthcare services, including online prescription refill and delivery, compounding, and vaccinations. More information is at rogersrx.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and has four locations in St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer services including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa, Carlson Seed has been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. Also from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmond Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks, while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakesstjoe.com.
You're listening to the Bearcat Halftime Report.